And like in the case of Tanvir, if he takes off, you watch at the local park, the number of kids doing leg spin in the nets, the influence will be great. Absolutely thrilled that he's finding his way now for New South Wales. In fact, I'll bring in our next guest on that conversation. Love of leg spin bowlers. Wasn't going to talk leg spin with Jared Whateley. SEN in Melbourne getting ready for his program between 9 and 12 this morning. But I think I have licence to say it's a real love of Australian cricket fans. We love watching good leg spin bowlers in action. We may just have a real good one here in this 19-year-old.
I endorse all of what you've just said, Bossy. I was in and out of that WBBL match last night, so I saw a couple of those wickets, and then when you tied it all together in the highlights at the end, it was captivating. It was every bit of mesmerising. And yeah, there's always been the steady search, hasn't there, in the post-Warne era. Would it have the effect that you mentioned? So we all went and tried it down in the nets, but would one or two come through to pick up the mantle? And in a way, we still wait. Nathan Lyon has filled the breach after a really choppy period where spinners were in and out and would last one or two games, but they could never measure up to what Australia had witnessed. And when you think back to those, when Warne was bowling, you couldn't leave the TV, and he would bowl for hours on end. It's just about the best time of my cricket viewing life, I think, those years with Shane Warne.
Well said. Yeah. Look, I remember, like, you remember having chats with Ian Healy. It'd be like the last ball before lunch, and they'd pull it up and they'd have a discussion, and you just said, oh, what's he up to? What's this going to be? The batsman must have been sweating bullets. I mean, yeah, great stuff. But I go back further, as I said, wagging school, going along to the SCG, watching Bob Holland, and Graham Beard was at the other end. We had two spinners. Mate, they would bowl unchanged for the entire session. They would go for about 1.5 runs and over. But Bob Holland, you'd make sure you got behind the bowler's arm and be able to watch. And as I said, then you'd go off and you'd be during the lunch break, you'd be bowling in the aisles of the SCG, trying to make the ball go away, like Dutchie Holland did. No, anyway, that's not what I wanted to get you on today. See, I'm putting all the pressure on you, Jared. I am making you basically Judge Judy now on Australian Test cricket. You are going to answer all the big questions, and we're going to lock this in. First up. And I've loved your coverage, and those listening on the SEN app, you have covered the Tim Payne fallout from absolutely every angle. So you've had to sit in your chair and digest all that sort of opinion that has come in and opinion of listeners. So, you know, great barometer there. Tim Payne, do you think Australia wants him in the test side? The majority want him in the test side? And do you think he should be in the test side?
So the easier one to answer is my view. I think he is Australia's incumbent wicketkeeper, and as long as he meets these measures across the next 2 weeks, his keeping looked in really great shape on the first day of cricket that he'd played since April. His batting never got off the ground, but that can happen. So I'm less fazed about the batting and more about the wicketkeeping. So I have to take my cues at the moment from the original investigation, which found that he hadn't breached the code of conduct and he was a fit and proper person both to be an Australian cricketer and an Australian captain. Now, that is a source of debate, but without reading the integrity report, it's difficult to second guess. And it has been really interesting to see that the current leaders of the sport have second guessed without any change to the facts from the time. So I don't feel we are fully informed. I don't know whether it's a majority. I think there's a large group of people who sort of see the injustice in Payne's career being ended in such circumstances. But then there is a sense of decency which has clearly been offended and affronted. And that's right. The most vivid text I've got through the week was that once you send this pick, you forfeit your right to play. And I think that would chime pretty strongly. So I think there is a mixed view in the Australian cricketing public. And I think there are those who will be offended if he is out on the field in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, that's a fair. That's a great text that you had. We had something similar yesterday, just saying, look, Tim Payne has to own none of this fallout. You can say it's wrong, I'm being retired. No, well, if you didn't do it in the first place, this is consequences because of actions that were absolutely gobsmacking, absolutely ridiculous. 32-year-old man, 1 hour before a test match started. I mean, it's all bizarre, some of the elements of it. Now, let's move on from that. Pat Cummins, captain, but now big issue, Steve Smith. I mean, we're talking about scandal. Steve Smith, it appears, the letters VC may be next to the name. What's your leadership team now of the Australian team, Jared?
Yeah, I am comfortable with Cummins as captain and Smith as vice-captain. So, again, there's the measure of double jeopardy and there's the measure of fairness. Is Smith has been punished for what happened in South Africa. He served his year suspension and then he served a subsequent year from any leadership position within Australian cricket. But he was always given the path back. That was left there for him and it's his to walk. Having seen the way that he's conducted himself off the field, and he has owned his behaviour and he's tried to pass on the lessons that he's learnt to young men in really confronting ways, I think. So I do believe he's earned the right to consideration for leadership. I can't see him as captain because it's too divisive. You can't have a figure in charge in that office that half of the country feels uncomfortable with. So while there is the possibility that he'll captain Australia in certain circumstances if Pat Cummins is not there, I can't have him as the permanent captain, but I can absolutely have him now as the vice captain. And I think for Cummins to have someone who has lived the job, that strikes me as a good team. It's a better team, I think, than having Labuschagne come in as vice captain now. That's a futures project, or Khawaja at the end on his way back into the team. I think he's the most natural vice captain in the team, and I think if he commits to it with no ambition to the top job under Cummins, they can really make that work.
You're doing well, Judge Judy. You are reaching solid verdicts here. Payne is in, Cummins is captain, Smith is vice captain. You mentioned Labuschagne there, by the way, 110 yesterday for Queensland, but in that same match, I mean, the shootout. Now I need a quick answer on this one, if it really was. I mean, Khawaja v. Head, they've both failed yesterday, single figures, 4 and 8. Who's in that spot, Khawaja or Head?
So I think Head is in the spot in the Australian lineup. I think that's where they're going. I personally would pick Khawaja at the start of the series. I think his body of work across this summer so far, to me, it appeals more than Head's. And I think at the start of the series, Head has had these chances before to solidify 5 and he hasn't been able to do it. Khawaja has typically opened or bat 3. I just feel like he's more bankable in Brisbane and Adelaide in the first 2 tests. And Australia needs to get off to a winning start. So I reckon they picked this team a while ago and then built the squad around it. And I reckon Head's at 5, but personally, I would pick Khawaja.
That's almost hung jury, the last one.
My opinion, we can live with Khawaja, but I think we'll get there and it'll be Head.
Jared, Judge, Judy, Waitley, good luck with your program today. I'm sure you're going to get plenty more. By the way, we never got around to talking about 3-minute toilet breaks and what's going to happen to the Australian Open, that you've snubbed that idea. But anyway, we'll explore that next week. Have a great show. Thanks for coming on. Great opinion today.
Cheers, Fossey.